those who had not been coming to them for years, as she had, all over the world. She'd been led to come to the private hotel in Johannesburg by misinformation, as she quietly put it, her eyelids drooping and her voice dying away. She had not liked the large Johannesburg hotel she'd stayed at on her last visit to the city. It was full of tourists with their cameras and their children. Both bumped me about constantly in the lifts, and she supposed all the others were as little to her taste. The man at the tourist agency in London had been stumped, and then, looking through his files, had produced, with special references, the Barrett Tromp. She'd not cared much for the sound of it, but then she didn't care much for Johannesburg anyway. She really only liked places that she'd been visiting since she was a child and that she felt knew her very well. So she gave in quite suddenly and said it would serve. Once she arrived at the place, she realized that it would scarcely do, that this complex of old houses, joined by passages where the electric lights had to burn all day and the patchwork of worn carpets, each laid to hide the baldness of the other, might be suspected of cosily harboring cockroaches. She was appalled at the rows and rows of old ladies creeping or puffing or stooping about. "It is disgusting," she wrote to Europe, "to see how we fall to pieces while we are still alive." And the nasal voice of the little